though she was a young girl, November 22, 1963, has always been a dark moment for Carol Chasden.
For years after the assassination, whenever I would see the numbers 2-2 even together and see the word Dallas, it all jumped out at me in red in some way and evoked a lot of scary images. And yeah, for a long time I thought I would never come here.
That kind of reaction prompted city leaders in the past to avoid the anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination, says 6th Floor Museum Associate Curator Stephen Fagan.
I call it this journey from assassination to commemoration because it's about the city stepping away from this fear and anger and frustration and embracing this as a defining moment in American history, which affected not just Dallas, but the nation and the world.
The mayor of Dallas, Mike Rawlings, completed that journey in a speech to the thousands gathered in cold and wet Dealey Plaza to mark the 50th anniversary of Kennedy's death.
Well, the past is never in the past. This was a lifetime ago. Now, today, we the people of Dallas honor the life, legacy, and leadership of the man who called us to think not of our own interests, but of our country's.
Planners were careful to craft the ceremony as a tribute to the president, which appealed to Dallas resident Miguel Andrews.
I came here to commemorate the good things that JFK did for society. You know?
Andrews was a young boy living in Mexico City when President Kennedy came to visit in 1962. He shows photos of his father standing next to the president. Andrews says that experience and President Kennedy's call to land a man on the moon were inspiring.
What they called it back then was go fever. And this country hasn't seen that kind of go fever since that time. You know, to amass the will of the people to do something for a common cause, which they labeled it as the space race, but what we got from that was immeasurable.
Something that I still think is quite true. I think his legacy is that much stronger because it was cut so short, and we were never able to see the fulfillment of what he set in motion.
Despite Chasden's lifelong dread of Dallas, she says the commemoration has done much to change her feelings.
But I'm very proud to see what they've done with this commemoration. I think it's been very thoughtfully planned. I think it's very just and appropriate. And I didn't want to go anywhere else. I wanted to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you join me in a moment of silence in honor of the life of John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
Long after the bells stop ringing in Dallas, people will continue to visit the place where Kennedy died, a place that was the site of chaos and confusion 50 years ago, now a place for reflection and remembrance of a young president's life cut short. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.